Guys, it's Darius Slimmer here on Total Patriots today. I need you to sit down what you're doing and check me out here. Let's go.
We're off to Houston, and Totally Patriots has a Texas-sized show ready to go. Coming up, the Pats didn't give up against the Eagles on Sunday. They battled back. That's resilience, and Professor Fritz is here to explain it all and how they do that.
The key to overcoming stress and being resilient is to know what triggers the response and how to get your body back to a balanced state.
Plus, Nate Ebner adds some Hakuna Matata to this week's Tilted.
Means no worries for the rest of our days.
And this linebacker bowls over the students in Pat's chat.
I've thrown 15 strikes in a row.
While he drops the mic in Totally Challenge.
I'm chilling with Salem up in Patriot Place. We're going real hard because we're going for the place.
Don't miss a beat. Totally Patriots starts now.
Totally Patriots. Totally Patriots.
We're in, finally.
We're
People
in.
Think we're cool because we host Totally Patriots. We're not.
No.
We never get to go to a game. Somebody messed up because Pats versus Eagles. We're in.
We got the all-access pass, and this, let me tell you something, the tailgate, delicious.
We've been out here for 3 minutes. This dude's already had 5 ribs. I don't know what's going on.
Gonna have it all over my face within just a few minutes.
Are you gonna share?
No, absolutely not. Ashley, I wanna see if we can get into the stadium. I know we can. I wanna see how many different places we can get into, how much trouble we can get into, and we'll bring everybody along with us, I think.
I think we would have to bring all of them. Everybody's cooking for us.
Everybody's coming with us. More food. Let's get you started right now with Audible. Get to know Darius Fleming. Perfect.
All over him.
Want some? No.
No.
I'm Darius Fleming, grew up on the south side of Chicago, graduated from the University of Notre Dame. I'm a linebacker here at the Patriots, and I'm probably the best bowler and horseback rider on the team. I started off bowling when I was 6 years old. It was kind of a casual thing, just going back and forth with my parents while they bowled in their leagues. As I got older, my dad started to teach me, and next thing you know, I was pretty good, and I started to travel a little bit. Went to London when I was 14 for Junior Olympics, and bowling's been my first love, and I actually still do it a little bit today. My favorite memory from Notre Dame, I would have to say, the first day I walked on campus, understand that I was, becoming a man and, doing things on my own and, getting to college, because those are things that, as a kid in the South Side of Chicago, you really don't dream of those things, because it's not what you hear about, it's not what you see, it's not something that you're accustomed to. So just being able to, say that I made it out of, such a place that, like I said, has so many outside distractions was pretty cool for me. And then I would say, just walking out of that tunnel for the last time on my senior day against Boston College was a memory that I'll never forget. That's a wrap, folks, but let's see what these high school students got in store for me.
Well, actually, here we are in the DraftKings Lounge. Lots of fantasy football going on.
Yeah, I want to be serious about this. My version of fantasy is like people riding on brooms and Quidditch and sorting hats and Harry Potter. However, I know all about fantasy because my brother, my dad, and my boyfriend have cried on Sunday. Not because their team lost, because their fantasy player didn't play well.
My idea of fantasy is completely different than all this. But
yeah, you were looking for unicorns, and they're not here.
Something like that. Yeah, exactly. This is pretty cool, too. We're going to check out some of the stats while you guys get to know Darius Fleming. It's time for Pat's Chat.
Totally Patriots.
Welcome to the Hall of Patriot Plays, presented by Raytheon. I am Miss Ashley Feldman, joined by a group of students from Salem High. The witches, right?
Yeah.
Woo! Is it a little spooky in the high school or what? No, it's not haunted. But we've all watched Hocus Pocus. You know this. Guys, give me a warm welcome for Darius Fleming.
Alright, what's your go-to celebration dance, and can you show me?
You gotta show me yours first, though.
I don't have one.
I'm about to make one up, too. I've never scored a touchdown, so I know what I would do, though. And I don't want to see a dab, either.
Let's see yours.
Let's see it.
Oh!
Cam Newton, really? All right. If I scored a touchdown, I would probably freak out first off. I don't know if I would even make it to a dance. So growing up, I rode horses. So I don't know if you guys know anything about riding horses, but
with
I would probably
music?
Just literally run away from everybody, acting like I was riding a horse, like, you know, just especially if it wanted, you know.
I love it.
So I've heard you are a bowler. What's your best bowling score?
I'm actually a really good bowler. Let's get that straight. You forgot the really good part. But my best score is 289. I've shot, I want to say, 7 279s. So to shoot a 289, if you guys don't know, I threw the first 10 strikes, and then I got a 9 spare. The most strikes I've ever thrown in a row. I've thrown 15 strikes in a row. So I got a 9 miss. I struck out, which is 11 strikes in a row. Shot a 279 night game, and I threw the front 4 in the next game.
So if you were constantly bowling, how did you get into football?
So funny story about that. So when I was in 6th grade, my best friend was, you know, every boy wants to play football, you know. So my best friend was always smaller than me, but he always played football. So he convinced me to join a team with him. He played. I never played. So at this moment, I'm like, you know what? Football isn't for me. So I quit. So I quit 6th grade, and I was like, you know what? When I got to high school, I'm a decent-sized kid. Let's try it out again. I tried out again. So my sophomore year of high school, I was thinking about transferring high schools to get on a better bowling team. My high school football coach found out. He said, you know what? You have a future in football. You should probably pursue it. And I said, you know what? I'll try it out. And now I'm a Patriot. So I guess he was kind of right. So I'm glad I stuck around with
it. You did the right thing there. All right, guys. Big round of applause for our man, Darius Fleming.
We're totally tuned in. Here's what the Pats have been up to on social media. Coming up, Nate Ebner drops in for Tilted. Watch him show off his school spirit.
O-H-I-O.
Plus, the ability to bounce back is a key trait for a champion. Find out all about resilience and how they do that.
Overcoming adversity, rebounding, and bouncing back are all qualities of the perfect football player.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, count us in. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
How do you get from Texans defensive end J.J. Watt to Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski? J.J. Watt guest starred in New Girl with Zooey Deschanel, who is an elf with Will Ferrell. Ferrell was roommates in New York with Jon Stewart, who hosted The Daily Show with correspondent Steve Carell. Carell was in the movie Date Night with Mark Wahlberg, who is the executive producer of the show Wahlburgers that featured an episode with Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski. And that's your 6 Degrees.
We're currently on the red level down here, the Putnam Club. We're not normally allowed in these areas. We kind of snuck in.
Ashley, I'm pretty sure we're going to get kicked out of here at any moment, so we better leave really fast.
Make it quick.
There's actually some sweets around us. I could use another friend today.
I wouldn't mind one.
We'll make some new friends, see if we can sneak into a suite.
Yes.
Meantime, Nate Ebner gets tilted. Oh, I'm being too loud. Let's go.
O-H-I-O. What do I do when I'm not playing football? Mostly sleep. Maybe play video games. I like FIFA and Call of Duty. And lift weights and toss a rugby ball around, I would say. Those are my top things to do when I'm not playing football. My hidden talents would probably be my FIFA skills. I would put my FIFA game up against pretty much anyone's. I see that as a skill set. I can dabble on the piano. I wouldn't say much more than dabble. My go-to is actually, it's called the spinning song. And like, I don't know who wrote it, but it's like an old classical song that's, you know, very unique. Favorite movie as a kid? I liked The Lion King, but you know, I also liked the Ninja Turtles. I don't even really know, remember the words. It's Hakuna Matata. I just remember Hakuna Matata. How does that go? Means no worries for the rest of our days? It's our problem-free philosophy. If my life was a TV show, who would play me? Well, if you asked Gerard Mayo, it'd probably be Gerard Butler. Because he thinks I'm Gerard Butler. I wouldn't say I have a man crush, but I have, like, favorite actors. I would definitely say Leo is probably one of my favorite actors. I like him in about every movie he's ever done. I'd say I'm kind of afraid of sharks. I always thought that situation, if I got myself in a situation face-to-face with a shark in the middle of the ocean, I'd feel pretty helpless. So I would say, you know, sharks are bad.
Ashley, I gotta say, we are so lucky to be out here during the game. This is awesome.
We've been all over today, and I must say, by far, my favorite view yet.
And an amazing view. Unfortunately, Professor Fritz, he doesn't get to see it. He's in his lab right now.
Yeah, he's locked in the lab. Not so lucky.
Yeah, not so lucky. Got a lot of science for us, though. Let's see what he's got for us right now and how they do that.
Hi, I'm Professor Fritz. And welcome to How They Do That. Resilience is becoming a prominent term in sports, whether it's playing or coaching. Overcoming adversity, rebounding, and bouncing back are all qualities of the perfect football player. One of the biggest adversities a person can face is stress. From an impending exam to making the team to asking the homecoming queen out, life is full of stressful situations. Overcoming these obstacles is the way you can become resilient. When facing a stressful situation, the hypothalamus sends messages to the pituitary and adrenal glands to produce and release stress hormones. At the same time, they release neurotransmitters. These neurotransmitters travel to three different areas of the brain. They activate the amygdala, the area of the brain responsible for the emotional response during stressful events. They activate the fight or flight response in the prefrontal cortex, suppressing rational thought and focusing concentration. They transfer memories of the experience to the hippocampus for long-term storage. This is what happens in your brain. What you actually notice when you're stressed is the physical response. Internally, your blood cells and fluids travel towards your heart and lungs, areas where they are most needed. This is why your heart beats faster, you breathe faster, and you have trouble speaking. Acute stress or stress every once in a while could be a good thing. Keeps you on your toes, helps you learn how to react under pressure. Chronic stress, however, is not so good. It can cause severe damage to your system. The brain is comprised of two types of matter. Gray matter, made up of nerve cells, is where the brain's higher functions take place. White matter, made up of axons, is what creates the communication networks in your brain. Studies have shown that chronic stress creates an increase of the substance myelin, the building blocks for white matter. As a result, your brain has less gray matter, making it difficult for you to perform those higher brain functions. Don't stress out about it, though. The key to overcoming stress and being resilient is to know what triggers the response and how to get your body back to a balanced state. Take deep breaths, exercise, laugh a little, eat right, and most importantly, get enough sleep. These may seem little, but they'll make a big difference in transforming you from a good athlete into a resilient great one. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we stay resilient.
Totally Facts. Off to Houston. Did you know the total area of Houston can contain San Francisco, New York City, and Boston all at the same time? Still to come, what question has Darius Fleming making this face? Find out in Totally Challenge.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
It's Totally Fit with high school strength trainer Chelsea Parks.
Today we're going to talk about rest. Rest has two benefits. It's going to help with your mental well-being and your physical health. When resting, it's going to help repair your blood vessels and your heart. So it's important that we keep up with our sleep. Sleep aids in healthy brain function. When you're sleeping, your brain's making new pathways in order to be ready for the next day. Remember, it's very important to get your 8 to 10 hours of sleep.
All right, things have officially taken a turn. We're sidelined, Pats versus Eagles. This is a moment. I feel really cool.
I love it. It's loud. The energy is crazy in here. Did you say something, by the way? I can barely even hear you, but we love that. The excitement and the energy is kind of like the students right now. They're back in the hall with Darius Fleming. Let's see what they got up for him now. Time for Totally Challenge.
Welcome back to the Hall of Patriot Place presented by Raytheon. I am Miss Ashley Feldman, and whew, my favorite part, a little truth or dare action. It is time for Totally Challenge. I'm going to start out. First question. It's just a would you rather. Would you rather, he went to Notre Dame, so we all know. Would you rather sing the fight song for USC or Michigan? I know that's a tough choice. I upset him. I'm sorry, dude.
I know.
Uh-oh, we got a Michigan fan in the back.
That's tough. Like,
it hurts.
I would have to go with. USC, I guess. I don't know.
I'm so sorry I did it.
Truth or dare.
I remember what you dared me now. Be careful.
What's that in there? The rap battle. All right. Yeah, I dare you to rap battle me right now.
Man, this is tough, yo.
Give him a beat.
This is about to be bad, but here we go. I'm chilling with Salem up in Patriot Place. We're going real hard because we're going for the place. Patriots going to be on top again. Just be there because we're going to win. Ezekiel is my man. Salem in the house. Hope y'all come back again.
This is not fair.
Yo. Yeah, we had Gillette. Yeah, every time I shoot, it's all net. Swoosh. I'm with my man's here. He be making all the sex. He be making all the picks. I be getting all the chicks.
I can't believe I just did that.
Guys.
Players, Song of the Week.
Alan Branch, 97 with the Patriots. Listening to D1, Jeezy, Fitty, and Jay. Some good tunes right there. Educate yourself.
Actually, I gotta say, it's been absolutely awesome being out here at the game, behind the scenes, out on the field. This is amazing.
It's the best one yet that we've done. As much as we love talking to you guys, we got to go. It's game time.
Yeah, we got a good view. If you couldn't tell, we get to see the best plays live and in person. We're going to leave you with some of the best of them right now.
We'll see you guys next week.
Let's go.
Throws it for one. Touchdown, Patriots.
Wow, was that easy.
Followed by the Eagles, who lost control. The Patriots recovered. Oh. New England got it at the 43. Snap directly to James White. He runs it left, shovels it back to Danny Amendola. He's going to throw it to Brady, who makes the catch at the 35. Runs to the 50, 45, 40, and Tom gets out of it.